This is Diana Lenska. This is a for-profit organization. It is not part of our government, but it's a private entity that makes billions of dollars off of the drugs, off of the vaccines that for decades they have been making you take, making your children take. This organization is run by a person who doesn't even have any real medical credentials. This organization, with this, are run by maniacal maniacs. It's becoming a time of Dr. Mangalas and Gestapo nurses. That's what's going to be happening in this country, and it's starting to happen right now. This is never going away. This is your new normal for the rest of your life. Have any of you seen the trailer for the movie that will be coming out at the end of, I believe it's 2021, Songbird? They talk about C21, C22, C23. It's never going away. This started off as a scenario. In 2019, October 18th, Johns Hopkins University, Event 21, 2021 also it is known as, took place. A scenario was created dealing with this happening in Wuhan, China. And then all of a sudden, barely a month later, all of a sudden it starts taking place for real in the world. Are you starting to get it yet? If you think this is bad, I printed this out, Johns Hopkins University. These scenarios on vaccines and drugs are done regularly. Every other vaccine, every other drug that has been brought out for profit by these pharmaceutical corporations, they create a script. COVID-19 is going to turn into the SPARS pandemic, 2025 to 2028. It's never going away. They're going to keep giving you drugs. They're going to keep injecting you with filth and chemicals because that's what it is. None of this stuff is really a vaccine. Most vaccines, that's what it is. Filth, garbage, and chemicals that have been keeping you ill for decades, making your children sick for decades. And it's not going to stop. They're going to keep doing this to you over and over and over again. Look this up. Go online. Print out your copy. The SPARS pandemic, 2025 to 28. This is your future. This is your children's future. Because you gave in so willingly to the lie. And now they got you. A handful of people are running the world now. The Rothschild banks control almost all the banks in the world. The International Monetary Fund, with the pharmaceutical corporations, are taking everything from you. They want it all. And it's never going to stop. I'm going to show you just a few things in this scenario, what they have planned. And remember, this started off as a scenario, just like this, which is forthcoming for you. So let's go over some of these details now. Well, hopefully you can see all this very clearly. This is published by Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. You can go online, download this, and check this out yourself. I want to show you something on page 9 as I'm scrolling through here. It's 89 pages. And this is showing you what they're planning for us. I want you to pay attention to here, this area right here. Ultimately, a world comprised of isolated and highly fragmented communities with widespread access to information technology, dubbed the Echo Chamber, was selected as the future in which the prospective scenario would take place. What happened to the United States by 2025 that we have a world comprised of isolated and highly fragmented communities? Just think of that. Then, as we keep scrolling through here, another thing I think you'll find interesting is this. This very same thing was done with COVID. And you notice this is the St. Paul Chronicle. The newspaper is dated October 17, 2025. This is what this is. This is a script. You'll find here, by late November, the CDC reported an initial estimated SPARS case fatality rate of 4.7%. By contrast, WHO reported that the overall case fatality rate for SARS was 14 to 15% and over 50% for people over the age of 64. So again, this is going to show you the statistics, the rates of infection, and the other interesting aspect of this, what page we want to take you to, page 17, where they show you, just like this year, the spikes during the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas. This is page 16. Let's get to page 17. Okay. Over the Thanksgiving holiday and Black Friday, however, fewer infected persons remained home, thereby enabling the spread of SPARS beyond the Midwest. Second SPARS transmission was accelerated by infectious individuals who had not yet become symptomatic. Together, these factors led to significant spikes in the number of reported cases. So again, you can go through here, read, find out what all the different scenarios are of what this plan is going to entail. This is what COVID is going to be turning into. This is what your future is here, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. Now, here's another interesting factor. They're going to take the animals out. They're planning to get rid of food. They've already started to do this in many states and different parts of the country, but the media isn't really addressing this issue or letting you know. Hold on. This is what I want to show you. Again, your office requested information regarding any previous SPARS-like illness in GMI animal population and potential immunization or treatment implications for the ongoing SPARS pandemic. And then down here, summary. In 2021, a coronavirus caused an outbreak in Region 7, Southeast Asia, hoofed mammal populations. Our researchers developed and produced in-house an effective vaccine against the infection, HMRV-VAC-14. Its subsequent approval and use successfully ended the outbreak in the region. While largely effective in preventing infection, severe side effects, including swollen legs, severe joint pain, and as you can see, so forth. This shows you what their plan is in 2021. Remember, COVID's never going away. This is your future. Your future is constant vaccination, constant supervision and control by the governments. Now, what is it? I want to jump ahead here to page 31. And again, as I said, you can go through here and let me try. I want to get to, what is it, 31. And it's going to be vaccine after vaccine after vaccine. In early March 2026, the UK Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency and the European Medicines Agency authorized the emergency use of a new antiviral VMAX to treat SPARS. VMAX had been considered in the United States, but a drug trial conducted at the beginning of the SPARS outbreak did not show evidence of efficacy. Is from January 31st, 2020. VMAX has been in existence for a period of time. The VMAX vaccine in the SPARS pandemic is supposed to be used on the population in the year 2026. This is how they create these agendas. This is how they create these vaccines and these drugs that they have for years before. The COVID so-called pandemic is going to become the SPARS pandemic of 2025 to 2028. Nothing is ever going back to normal. They're going to keep us drugged up, frightened, constant vaccinations. And here's the next one. Of all the different vaccines that they're going to keep pumping into us, it's going to be the CoroVac. CoroVac is another one that they're going to be pumping into the population. The SPARS pandemic scenario of 2025 to 2028 came out of Johns Hopkins in 2017. Now, CoroVac, which is mentioned in the SPARS pandemic, I want you to look at this article from Thomas Jefferson University. A new coronavirus vaccine designed to meet a global demand. This is dated April 7th, 2020. Are you starting to realize how you've been played, people of America, people of the world? You see how they plan this and what the medical profession is doing to all of us and how they're using us? Now, I'm going to go down here. I want to read something to you. I don't know if you can see this here. I'm marking this off down here. CoroVac is a vaccine made from a portion of the SARS-CoV-2. The virus that causes COVID-19 disease. Rather than use the entire virus, Dr. Schnell and colleagues used only part of it, the spike protein, a component that is most likely to generate a protective immune response. And remember, people, this CoroVac in the SPARS pandemic scenario was introduced to the public in 2027. The next thing I want to show you is this CoroVac Limited. This company was incorporated March 12th, 2020 in England, in London. The purpose, if you notice down here, manufacture of basic pharmaceutical products, research and experimental development on biotechnology. Look at the date. CoroVac, SPARS pandemic, introduced to the population, 2027. You see how this is all fitting into the agenda of the lie of COVID-19, the hoax. COVID-19 is the Great Reset. It's the taking down of America and the world For a handful of people, the international bankers, the pharmaceutical industries that take everything from you, rob you of your life, rob you of your health, so they can keep you constantly vaccinated with these garbage that they are creating. Something else I want to show you. Codex DNA. This is coming up in London, December 8th, 2020. Take a look at this. Take a look at this. Welcome to the future. Print DNA fast with the all new BioXP 3250 system. Now, if you notice down here, what I'm going to be marking off, let me get this here. Say hello to the BioXP system and say goodbye to waiting weeks for synthesized genes. The BioXP system is the world's first and only synthetic biology workstation for building libraries, gene fragments, clones, and more. Yeah, fight COVID-19. You see what's going on? You see what your future is? This is your future world. This is what they're doing. They're going to take everything from you. And it started with the lie of COVID-19. Year after year, they're going to have pandemic after pandemic. Your life is gone. Your life is over unless you stand up now and take it back. Your future, your children's future, is that what you want year after year, for there to be new pandemics, new so-called vaccines that aren't really vaccines, having aborted fetus cells, animal blood, chemicals, and other God knows what in it? That's your future. They're going to take everything from you, control your life, dictate every movement, your travel, what you can own, what you can do, and right now they're taking everything from you. This isn't the United States. This is something that so few of you even realize. The United States was incorporated in 1871. We're a corporation. A corporation. That's how they're getting away with everything what they're doing now. They've been stripping the rights away since 1871. The Constitution is a farce. They've been planning this for decades. What they're going to be doing to everyone, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. It's a culling. It's them taking everything from you because they consider you an animal. That test, that stick that they put up the nose, that's what they do to cattle. Did you know that? That's what they do to cattle. That's what they consider you, and you are allowing it to be done to you and your children. And what I was just saying to you a while ago about what happened to the United States in 1871, didn't you ever wonder, what did they mean by the deep state? Or the dark government? It's the illegal government running side by side, actually running the United States, while the farce and the theater is kept up in Washington with the two-party political system, where you think your vote means something, and that's why they keep you busy. They keep you busy with elections, thinking that your vote means something, while they keep dismantling and taking down the Constitution, this country, everything that you believe is true is not. Here's something I want to read to you now from page 56 of the Sparse Pandemic Scenario. A new challenge soon emerged, however, antibiotic shortages. In late 2026, at the height of the cold and flu season, bacterial pneumonia cases were on the rise across the country. This affected 30 to 40% of children and 10 to 20% of adults. They developed secondary bacterial pneumonia approximately 4 to 8 months after the initial SPARS infections. Was it because maybe you're still wearing masks all these years? You know, the plan is to keep you in this worthless piece of garbage, and you're murdering your own children. You're killing your own lungs by wearing this. Every real doctor, every real medical professional knows this doesn't do anything. A science teacher just recently did a video with a carbon dioxide detector. He showed you with wearing a mask, putting a mask on his face and putting the carbon dioxide detector underneath the mask. He just took 10 breaths. 10 breaths, the reading was over 4,000. 4,000 with just a paper mask. Do you know that the normal reading for carbon dioxide for us is under 1,000? Do you realize the harm that you're doing to your children? The harm you're doing to yourself? They want you to have a weakened immune system. That's why they want you to wear this mask of submission to the New World Order, to the One World Government. You are never going to be free of this. You are never going to be free of pandemics. It's going to be pandemic after pandemic after pandemic. Now remember something I just showed you earlier. One of the vaccines, so-called vaccines, was called VMAX. VMAX, in Business Wire, January 31st of 2020, already has an article promoting this vax. You understand? They create these vaccines. They had them ready years before. Then they create the scenario, the script, the theater, to trap you in, to keep you drugged up, your health and your life destroyed now because you believed for decades the lies of the medical profession. Your enslavement is taking place now. Total enslavement. A handful of you, you're not going to be able to do anything. Protest are worthless. You don't protest what's your legal God-given right. According to them, you have no rights. They own you. You need to, in thousands in your cities and states, wherever you're located, just go and open your businesses. That's the only way. If you don't have the guts to do this, if you remain sitting home, being quiet, just accepting all of this, your life is over and you're slowly going to be killed. Oh, they're not going to do it all at once. It's going to be very clever how they pull this off. They're going to get you so scared with new pandemic after pandemic, drugging you up, shooting you up, not counting the biometrics and other transhumanism that they have planned down the road with the 5G technology. What do you think that 5G is being installed for? And they're going to have you buy into your own demise with the smartphones and the televisions and everything else that they're going to be bringing out that you're going to be buying that's actually going to help to destroy you. So right now, it's up to you. Because your life is slipping away and you don't even realize it's happening. stop believing also in the farce of the United States of America. Because that's all it is. It's a farce.